This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret. I think you want to know. Dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Say hello. I'll be done in a second.
I'll give you a sec.
What's going on over there?
I don't know. He's tipping his thing away from me. He wants me to see what's going on.
I don't want you to see.
Is this other? What's happening on there?
I'm not going to masturbate here in the studio, but
you might be doing some prep work.
I don't know what you're doing. I want to make this clear.
Why do you have to have the iPad?
I don't know who these people who watch porn, like just to watch it. I don't know who these people are. Right. I use porn very specifically for the purpose of masturbation, and then I'm done.
What about research?
And then it's gross.
Well, like, I just don't want to. Yeah, bad? I don't know why you'd sit there.
I was looking at Ginger Lynn today.
Yeah.
I just looked
at the pictures because, like, who is this person? And I was, oh, wow. Everything images was all like straight porn.
Except that here's the thing about Ginger Lynn.
Famous old timey porn star.
Yeah. She still does it.
Oh, she does.
So oh, no.
You need to look
That's
up
actually not...
vintage, or you're going to get her.
A lot of it was already vintage, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Oh. Like, she
like,
had
is
her
she
day.
Looking all used up now?
How could she not?
I mean, I can't imagine, but I can't.
Let's look it up.
I haven't seen her since the late 70s right, or something, right. The 80s.
That's her heyday. And then, you know, the 80s came along.
It's been
and
50
they were...
years. I mean, is she really still...
Yes.
So she's like doing grandma porn now?
I bet. Yeah.
Yeah. I bet it's called
Gilf. Is she all
Gilf.
Wrinkly?
And I don't know.
Most of the
I don't
stuff
look
that pops
that.
Up is obviously when she was young.
Is there really a category of people who are like
yeah.
Gilf?
Yeah, oh, grandmas. Absolutely.
Sure, yeah.
Yep.
I'm very surprised by that.
Let's see Ginger Lynn today. Okay.
I feel like one of the nice things about getting older is that you sort of turn invisible.
Well, I don't know. You know what? The bummer for someone like Ginger Lynn is that different. Here's a person who was the biggest porn star.
Yeah. One of the originals.
Made her name yeah. in porn. And then I'm sure she, you know, had her retirement or whatever and then went, you know what I'm good at? Porn.
Yeah, paid pretty well. Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I guess be careful what you train at.
Because you might wind up doing it the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You finding the old stuff or the new stuff?
Yeah, some of it.
Yeah.
I'll just show you a picture of her.
Yeah, yeah. Let me see. I want to see her old. Oh, my.
Yeah, she's definitely got a different body.
Let's have a look at that.
Oh, boy.
What do you want to look at?
I might be hotter than her naked now, which is saying something.
Well, and look, I
might be. I maybe not. She's actually still, you know, sort of semi-pulling it. Semi, though. But look, she's got to be 75 years old. Like, she was a grown woman when I was a kid. How old is she? How old is Ginger Lynn?
I'll take a look. 59.
What?
So she must have gone into porn when she was 18.
Yeah, and 1 minute.
Right.
Can I see that picture again? Age 59? I thought I was comparing myself against a 79-year-old. I was thinking, Sarah, you guys still got it going on.
Ginger Lynn older. Oh, wow. Okay, hold on. Here.
Let's have a look at this. Oh, boy. I like a no wow.
I think she had, and I don't know this, and I'm not trying to slander the chick. I don't know her. I just, you know, look at her movies and masturbate.
Uh-huh.
There you go. That's her today.
Oh, she's taking up the butt right there.
Yeah.
Oh, are we
rolling, well, that was her
Alex?
Specialty.
Yeah, well, we're totally
That
rolling.
Was her specialty in the 70s, so you got to figure that's what she's still up to.
She was like a groundbreaker. Damn,
anyway.
Damn, Daniel. People really will watch... You know, John's right. Dudes will fuck anything.
Well, don't be
not
like that.
Dudes.
I mean,
come
she's
on.
Ginger Lynn. She's famous for being a porn star. She's probably really good at it. You know what her thing was? In fact, I would bet you'd like this. Her thing was to talk like right there, faster, just like that. Stick a finger in, Like that was her thing. She would sort of direct the
guy.
Give
you a dirty.
And right. and the guys would be like, "Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yes, okay. Ma'am. Whatever you say. It's good stuff." Anyway, I wasn't looking at porn. I was just
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Tuesday, May 17th.
Now we're looking at
already
porn,
in progress.
Right. Yeah.
Sarah, Vinny, Bryn. I know Nick's around here somewhere.
No, she's over here.
Oh, okay, great. Hey, Nick.
She's in the room.
And Alok is here, but I think he's working. I'm not. Are you? You're available for call? Okay, great, good. Okay. If we want to run around the room, I would like. She was hot. Oh my god,
she was very.
There were
hot.
These pictures of her where she was laying on her back with her legs up in
Who
the air.
Who are we talking about?
Ginger Lynn.
Oh, we're back on.
We're
her.
Talking about old Ginger.
Old Ginger Lynn. Okay. Uh-huh. I don't know if it was a series. I want to say it was in just some magazine because that was how you saw porn back in the old days. And she was laying there. She's her head's like hanging off the bed, and her but her legs are up. But you're still like she's hanging off. But it's an ass shot and pussy shot. And then her legs go up, and her legs look like they're 2 miles long. Like she's the most
beautiful, absolutely
body you've ever seen.
But I also think, and I was going to say this, and I didn't finish the thought. I think she had a coke thing. Like she went through
surprise
that industry during the 70s and 80s,
underbelly, right?
So I don't know. That may be how she stayed wafer thin.
Alok.
Mm. Here we go.
you banged hookers. Was the hooker's body like?
You had a program, Alok?
Make sure all the mics are out of all that program. Real
quick. Yeah. Everything's out of program.
All righty then.
It's a little late to check that now, Bryn. Yeah,
well, you know, he had it.
Yeah. So, what was the question again, sir?
What?
Sir? How hot was the hooker? Tell us about the hooker. Was she like porn star hot?
This story
was she just
again.
Kind of a regular?
Sorry, Alok.
Just a regular hooker.
Yeah. She was up there. Yeah.
Oh, she was.
Yeah.
She wasn't like a sleazy streetwalker. She was more like kind of a hot call girl or.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Thanks. Here we go with a letter.
Oh, good. Bad advice, everyone.
So this is a response to V-Hale, her last appearance. I don't know specifically about her, but I'm just going to read it. I started reading it, and I giggled a couple times, and I'm like, okay, I'll read this on the show. Here we go. Okay, so I'm 7 months pregnant, leaning over a toilet, rinsing poop out of cloth diapers. Yikes. Listening to the last V-Hale Secret Show when Vinny and V start railing on alimony and the spouse who would receive it. My own backstory. I'm 28. I'm very pregnant with our second child. My husband's idea. The kid is her husband's idea. I was more than fulfilled after having our now 18-month-old. I was a nanny previously, so I used to do a quarter of the shit I do now for around $2,000 a week. As I'm listening to these two, I'm almost in tears thinking if my husband fucking left me or cheated on me and we split up, the least I would expect for the years of cleaning, breastfeeding, zero sleep nights, etc. is the measly $200 to $500 a month a judge might allot me in alimony. I've had one night off since our son was born. It was 2 months ago when my appendix burst and I got to have abdominal surgery alone at 5 months pregnant. I spent my night away pumping because our firstborn is still breastfeeding. So I'm about to bubble over with rage as Vinny describes the husband kicking back on the couch while the wife works. V brings up stay-at-home moms, and my frustration quickly melts into gratitude as I listen to the way you all describe with reverence the job I currently do. I fully start crying as Vinny talks of the dad going back to work after thinking he'd stay home with the kids. This job is so hard. I love it. I'd never choose to do anything else. But while it is the most I've ever worked in my life, it's also the least I've ever felt valued by the general populace for all that I do.
I was going to say, as you started that letter, I'm like, what show was she fucking listening to? We were actually...
Right. Oh, no, she's not saying she was mad at you for saying you. We were describing...
No, I understand, but the way it sounded at first, I'm like, what are you... We were fully on board with...
It's the hardest job.
Yikes. Okay, well, and it's, you know, and there it is.
She says there's an attached photo here. But it's not in this particular thing. It says attached is a photo of Sarah.
Oh my God, your mouse, you just touch it and it moves stuff.
Yeah.
I never had this one before.
Oh, this is a great mouse. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just saw her do it and went, oh, I can look at that scroll. I've been reaching over and doing the ticket, 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 ticket.
Hold on, I want to show you something else. So we're here on this one.
Whole thing.
Oh, mine doesn't do it.
His doesn't do the automatic magnify because
I should
always do that. You might have to select it in settings, but watch this. Look, see how I'm looking at this thing?
Oh, this is fascinating.
All right. Take it easy.
I make everything big so I can effing read it.
Clearly, you'll have to show me that another time. Yeah. Someone's cranky.
You're cranky?
No, he is. What are you talking about? Do you need to hear him?
I don't know. I don't really know. This is riveting.
We're always
keep that up.
That guy, like, he knows what's riveting.
Fuck that guy.
He'll sit and talk to you about his fucking pot plants for 12 hours straight.
12 hours, okay.
Don't tell people he's got pot plants. His yard's going to get robbed.
Everybody knows he has them. He grows them at his brother's house.
Yeah. Tell you one thing.
I don't know
what's
riveting, but walnuts are.
Oh, I love
walnuts. Oh, so dumb.
I fucking love walnuts.
Who talks about walnuts forever?
Like that, Sarah.
I wouldn't have even said anything about walnuts, but Nikki put the goddamn thing in there, and then you guys were all like anti-walnut. I'm like,
we're not anti.
I'm just glad the goddamn bowl of nuts went away. No one wants to eat that.
I love the bowl of nuts.
She started fucking orgasming talking about fucking walnuts.
You know why you love the bowl of nuts?
We're not anti-walnuts here.
Here's why you love the bowl of nuts, because you're someone who will pick at any kind of food and just fill your mouth with it.
Yeah.
And so the bowl of nuts is that thing you go,
and it takes
I've already had Cheetos and chips and other stuff. I'll just go with the nuts here.
I'll have some nuts.
Ooh, pull these over.
Delicious. I'll crack a nut for you. Would you like
I don't want
which
any.
One would you like?
None,
you
thanks.
Want any
no.
Of these?
Yep.
God, you guys are such little bitches.
Oh, God, it's us.
It is you. Oh, all right. Let's see here. It's a picture of me with her and her parents from our last Live Secret show, which I don't even know when the fuck that was. That was 1,000 years ago. Was the last one we did? We talked about this, right? It was a pool party one. It was at the
Sonoma,
the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn.
Oh, sorry.
Wish I could be there this time around. I'm so excited for you guys to get back to live spots and concerts and normal life. You all do great. You'll all do great. Don't worry. Lots of love.
Oh, I found it. Here they are. Hold on.
Her night away was abdominal surgery.
That's awful.
She's 5 months
no, I mean,
pregnant.
You know what? That's why that letter is great. Is that there are women out there who need to hear that, because you are sold this idea that you need to have kids or you're not going to have fulfilled your life's goal or whatever. And the truth is, that's possible. Yes, with the right partner and with the right kind of financial backing, you're in a position where you can do that and it will be fine. But if you are going to work full time and take on kids and try to have it all, what you are doing is spreading yourself so thin, life will get so hard, and you will find yourself like this lady sitting there wanting to cry, just like, what have I done to my life? It used to be so easy.
It used to be easy. On Sunday, I did that gardening day, and I met a few ladies that I've never met before, and one of them was a lady who plays tennis with the lady who was hosting us. And so she sat down at the table, and she's an interesting lady. I think she might be Hawaiian.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Hawaiian chicks are so hot. Was she smoking hot?
No, she was like my age, so no.
What does that mean?
Well, no, so no. But she was lovely. Like, she was a lovely person, but she wasn't out, you know, like, flaunting it or anything.
Oh,
or...
You don't have to flaunt it to be hot.
Okay, well, anyway, she...
Okay.
She was fine.
I got it.
But she's been married to her husband since they were... They started dating at, like, age 17, and everyone thought, oh, well, that's puppy love, and they... Then they got married at 19, and everyone went, oh, well, she must be pregnant. And then they never had kids. And they're happy.
Still happy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she goes to, you know, we're all talking about kids or whatever, and you know, well, my kids are grown, so now I can start to travel and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, you know, they said by choice, they just did not want to have children. And they had and have a fucking incredible life.
Yeah.
Like... There probably have been twinges of regret here and there for people who, you know, for her, for who knows, right?
But you don't really, like, if you've had a kid and felt that love, then you could really regret maybe after the fact if they, like, you don't have, but you don't, you haven't even woken up that part of your heart.
You haven't met that person.
So you don't know, and that's, you might have a regret or see someone and think jealous thoughts, but in reality, you don't know, and you're fine.
And... Listen, not to, like, parenthood comes with real peril. If anything happens to that kid, I swear to God, I've thought this as my kids were growing up, and you'd imagine some horrible thing happened to them, and I'm like, well, I would I might as well die too. Like that, I like that you like don't know how you'd go on.
I'd never even had kids and was arguing with my partner at the time, now my wife, but I was saying to her, I don't deal well with life in general. If something's wrong, I'm not going to be okay.
And things you can go horribly wrong.
And things have gone wrong. Our oldest is sick.
Yeah.
She's got a health challenge. And while we're managing it well at the moment, for a while there, we didn't even know what she had or why we were having
troubles. And this
troubles.
Is going to be a lifelong thing for her.
Yep.
Like,
and
this
so,
is a kid who's got something she's carrying with her for the rest of her life.
And it's not even something that, like, I don't know where that came from. I don't have what she has. No one I know in my family has what she has.
Do they say it's a hereditary thing?
They say that it can be. Mm-hmm. And there's, and if you dig into any family history, there will be gut issues. So there are people sure. with gut problems, one, you know, some worse than others. But it's a fairly normal problem among a, you know, the wider you stretch out in the right. population, the more people you'll find that have it. But either way, yes. That is a major consideration that people like, and you know what?
It'll be fine for us.
That's what, Chris, you're thinking the wrong way. Christina was like, you're thinking negatively. That won't happen. I'm a cynic.
That.
I kind of am cynic. You know, that's kind of what makes me good at my job. Like, you need to be able to look at things and break them
that.
Apart. You know, I mean,
what if this happened?
That's what we do. Yeah. Hello.
Right.
So anyway, I look, I'm glad I did it. I love my kids, but I could have not.
Yeah.
And I think if you're someone out there thinking,
you
she
can
said,
be happy.
I had the second one for my husband.
Yeah. I had them both for my husband. I was saying the whole time, listen, dude, we could be rich and we could see the whole world. And he's like, kids. I know.
Yep.
They're pretty good. I mean,
no, you know,
once, that's the thing.
Then you
once
love
you know them,
them
you
right.
love them, and mm-hmm. then you're like, okay, well, they're my heart just walked
this
out the door.
This is my life now.
Right. I don't want to love them, but I do. Anyway, there's that. Mm. That's a good one.
Can't believe you hid that scroll bar from me. This whole day I've been.
Oh, no, and yeah, and you can decide which way direction you want to go
to. You guys just been laughing at me?
No,
while I've been
I didn't realize
clicking,
you were clicking and pulling. I mean, it's just. Come on, Adele.
Don't do that.
I mean,
Brand.
Anderson. That's not me.
Anderson, don't.
Yeah, that's you.
Anderson, don't laugh at Vinny. That's just mean. He's a fellow newsman.
That's true. Don't laugh at that.
Longtime listener here, over 20 years. First off, I absolutely love you guys, and The Secret Show is hilarious. I don't think it is.
Some days are better than others, for sure. But...
You could totally skip this show. No, mm-hmm. You don't need to listen to this. I wanted to add on to the deadbeat dad story about the woman who was having twins and wanted a relationship for her kids with her dad. Remember this one? This is the dad and mom divorced early. The dad goes on to marry someone who actually did make him make an effort to be with his kids. And now mm-hmm. this new wife that he's got. The third wife just doesn't want anything to do with them. And the dad is fine with it. He also does not seem to want anything to do with them. I absolutely understand this from firsthand experience. I had a decent relationship with my dad in my youth, but during middle school, he started to slide, canceling on me, being distant. I kept trying, but when he was a no-show on my wedding day, no calls or explanations for months,
damn.
I realized I'd never have the dad I deserved, no matter how hard I tried or what I did. So I had to choose between having a flaky one, who could be kind in his words when I talked to him, but for reasons of his own mental health and possibly self-medicating, he's got issues. I'm not sure exactly what they are, but... he'll continue to hurt me. Once I had kids, now they're 15 and 18, I did introduce them a couple times, but he still wasn't dependable. I decided I didn't want them to have that experience, and I could no longer take the bullshit from him, so I no longer communicate with him. It was a gradual distancing, nothing dramatic, but I finally understood how damaged he was to not have fought to have a relationship with me, and there is/was nothing I could do to change that. I'm sharing to say it's okay to cut him off, and it's okay to try and have a relationship with him if you can handle the pain and resentment he will likely stir up as he continues his patterns. I couldn't. By the way, all this took me some therapy to work through. It's absolutely not fair or okay and very painful. You will now have the gift of your own family, and I feel like your own family is where you try to right the wrongs of the people who went before you. Like, this was something I didn't appreciate in my own upbringing, and I... refuse to put that on my kids, that kind of thing. And you'll know how deeply, you will know deeply how much it matters to just show up. I don't want to share my name.
It's not abnormal for kids to try and get the parent they want.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that's the grown up and that's the parent. And it is
They're
on them
formed.
From the very beginning to do right by you. And if they don't, and they don't often, like it happens, especially parent children of drunks deal with this person. They've had to grow up too soon and be the parent to their drunk dad or mom.
Right.
It's awful what happens. But in the end, I do think you're better off cutting them out of your life. That's my opinion. Just that.
Or just even if they're not completely cut off, to distance your emotional baggage.
If you're capable
them,
of
it's
that.
It's really tough.
If you can compartmentalize it in that way. But I think that you're well within your rights to say, this person hurts me. I cannot win. I can't, and I won't keep opening myself up to getting run over by someone who's supposed to be
so tragic.
The most loving and most caring and most careful with me of all the people on the planet. And this person shines me on. I don't think it's not easy to compartmentalize that. And it's not easy to, you know,
when they've gone,
take what you
point,
can get, so to speak. Like, it's just
yeah.
fuck that. Go live your life. These are people who for what and this person's saying it. Whatever's broken in that guy. And I don't know what it is, but it's not OK for you to keep getting injured by him. And look. Most people don't seek help. Most people don't look in the mirror and see what's wrong with them and do the work. Yep. Most won't. And in fact, most people skate through life without having to. So they're able to hold down a job and they're able to have their friends and they get a partner who puts up with their shit.
And their parents are fine. And there's right.
And they never have to look at what they do and go, wow. I'm selfish as fuck.
Or I'm letting this happen to me.
Right. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. So, look, I agree. Maybe I don't agree. I just think you should defend yourself.
You know, I think it's really hard. Like, familial ties are so, they are strong. And even extraneous ones, you know, your cousins. And, like, there's something about family that you, I feel like it's an innate loyalty and a feeling of obligation. And sometimes, all the time, it's hard to say that person doesn't deserve my help. That person doesn't, I don't deserve to be treated like that by that person. It can be the hardest tie to cut mm-hmm. because that person is in you. Like there's something about family that is just, you know, if you can do something and the person's asking for help, of course you would do it. But when someone treats you like that, you have to get to a point where you're making adult decisions about how you'll be treated, what you're willing to accept in your life, and whether or not that person is a healthy addition to your social scene. Like, it's not wrong to cut family out. It just
well,
isn't,
and you're,
if that's what works.
You're widening that shot out some, and that's fine, but I do think in the case of a parent, like, this guy's not even asking for help. He's just not coming through in any way, shape, or form for her. So
don't let yourself be hurt.
Yeah, I wouldn't open the door to that. That's something, you know, you keep inviting someone hoping they'll show and be the dad that they should, which is show up with a big smile on their face, happy and
right.
proud of who you've become, and then they don't show?
It's
repeatedly?
You know, I think sometimes too, when people are that you get a glimmer, like sometimes someone's difficult or whatever, but you love them and then all of a sudden they turn and they shine their light on you and you bask in it. You feel it, that fatherly love or that motherly love or sibling to sibling or cousin to, you know, whatever it is. Even just people that you know in general, like someone can be a very difficult person and then they shine their light on you and you feel it and you just, I don't know if I'm saying it the right way, but that you're, it's like chasing the dragon. When they shine that light on you, it feels good and you love them and that love, and you feel their love back and you're always looking for that moment because you know it's there because you've had it. And it can be incredibly difficult to give up that search. It's like quitting a drug. Like, I can't put myself through this in the hope that I'm going to get that moment that sparkles, that I, where I feel that love and that they love me back. Anyway.
I think that...
Well, really, this is really a serious conversation.
Well, it is, but it's good. I think that as a parent, which I, you know, I came to late in life, I don't know how a dad can do that to you.
I know.
I honestly just don't know how it's possible. Like, the drive and the draw that you, and the love that you have for your child should keep you from making those mistakes. So, look, you don't have to sit there and be fuming. Something's wrong with him. Something's broken in him. I don't know what. It's not your job to fix him. He was the grown-up who brought a kid into the world, and he hasn't done right by that. You got to move on. Mm. That's, in my opinion, that's where I'm at. That's where I'd be at,
agree.
Too. Sucks. I'm sorry.
Yep. I am sorry, too.
But you're better for it.
That actually, without God, it. I feel super, like, verklempt inside, like, to think that it's terrible. It's,
yeah, he should light up when he sees you. It's, right?
Yes. Well, and you, I mean, there's something in all of us that wants our parents to be proud of us and to love us and have that unconditional love that we all, that people talk about. And it's terribly tragic. And you actually sound like you're in a pretty good place, writer of that note, mm-hmm. because it's very, it's like you said, Vinny, some people never go and get the help that they need and never talk through those things.
Unless they have something like getting in trouble or something really, their wife walks out and says, I'm not coming back. Like, they need that come to Jesus,
right.
And they never get it, so they never have to.
Right.
And really, the truth is, it sucks to look in the mirror and really take a deep look at yourself. Often you just, like, sometimes I've had people say, I thought you were mad at me, or I thought you, and sometimes we're mad at ourselves. Sometimes,
and we radiate it.
But what we're feeling is really a disgust within ourselves, and maybe someone else is feeling that, like, geez, that guy's so mad at me. No, maybe he's mad at himself. Maybe she's mad at herself.
Right.
Maybe they're bothered by their own behavior and they realize that.
And they're lashing out in, you know.
So,
right,
you know,
they're
that's,
not even necessarily cognizant of how angry they are with themselves, or even not even with themselves necessarily. Just like they're just a grumpy person and they just sort of expect you to know that about them or something. I don't know. Anyway, you want another one?
Yeah.
Do we
heck
have
yeah.
Do we have time?
Do. Plenty of time. Absolutely.
Mm. We're getting close.
One more.
Let me see how long
we're getting
one.
Close, but we're
okay,
one
I'm
more.
Just, this one doesn't sound, I'm not sure.
Oh, we're already past.
Oh, come on.
Yep.
She just breathed. She was just taking in a breath to read.
How long is it right now?
It's at 27 minutes.
Oh, we're plenty of time. We're good.
Where are you at, Ilo? Yeah, same.
Okay.
All right.
Go.
See you tomorrow.
Oh, jeez.
I think we just got cut off. Tell me the thing.
At the end.
Okay.
God.
Save this one for tomorrow. It's fine.